Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Detroit. This is National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan and Michael Van Sewell. And we usually have Pastor Shauna Taylor sitting in with us. But let me tell you, it's just me tonight. I guess it must be a holiday coming up soon. But everybody else has gone to observe the Thanksgiving holiday except for me. But anyway, I'm here with you. I'm glad you're here. And we have some great topics to talk to tonight. Of course, you know, we've been following the presidential race all year, and I've got a few comments on that, among other things. But we're going to cover it all. But thanks for sitting in with us this evening on National Detroit Weekly. We have, you know, a number of things to cover tonight. And, you know, we usually cover national, international news and politics, and maybe a couple of local things thrown in there live from the Motor City. National Detroit Weekly is brought to you in part by the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. Attorney Cliff Pasco is the lead attorney at Pasco, Tashman, and Walker. They are a full-service national law firm committed to providing the best possible legal services to meet your specific needs, present individuals in Michigan and throughout the United States. They are members of the Michigan and American Association of Justice. They have attorneys that have been honored by the County of Wayne and the State of Michigan for their outstanding record of advocacy for low-income people and community services. They have been listed in the Detroit News Super Lawyer section in the field of medical malpractice and are members of the Million and Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum. During their 40-year history, they have represented people of all ages, religions, and ethnic backgrounds. They have had the opportunity and continue to work with local organizations, including churches and labor unions. The experience has taught the law firm of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker to be sensitive to each individual's specific needs, questions, and concern. Their staff is committed to providing the highest quality legal service. Some of the services listed are professional negligence and malpractice, personal injury, probate and estate planning, labor and employment law, personal matters, family law, business litigation, civil rights, and police misconduct. They are considered the pastor's choice, specializing in servicing pastors and churches and congregations in excellent legal representation. They are intimately aware of your needs and stand ready to serve you. Okay, now that I've said that, here's the number for the law firm of Pasco, Tashman, Walker. Ask for attorney Cliff Pasco. He's the lead attorney there, located on Northwestern Highway in Southfield. The number is 248-353-7750. Again, 248-353-7750. Once again, it's a chilly evening here in Detroit on Thanksgiving Eve, and I'm glad that you are here with me. Look, if you are in the Detroit area and you really need to get yourself into a new car, we have a friend at Avis Ford. His name is Deacon Moe. It's not as difficult as you would imagine to get yourself into a new Ford vehicle. And really, I was talking to Deacon Moe last Sunday, and all you really need is a driver's license and proof of income. That's all. And talk to him and see what, you know, pick out your vehicle. Pick out the kind of car or SUV you want, and Deacon Moe can make it work. We're not talking about trying to hustle you a deal. We're talking about getting you a good interest rate in a brand new car because you've earned it and you're working every day. So call Deacon Moe. Here's the number. You can lease too, or you can buy. And if you're a first-time buyer, there's a plan for you. The number is 248-226-2566. Again, 248-226-2566. And ask for Deacon Moe. And, you know, he is located at Avis Ford on 12 Mile Road at Telegraph in Southfield. Again, the number is 248-226-2566. American Standard Roofing is ready to serve you. They've got certified crews available, free estimates, financing is available, and they use the finest, most durable materials. They are Michigan's number one roofer. But you know what? I was talking to Arnie over at American Standard Roofing. He told me that also do gutters, skylights, and siding. So you can call them. They've got a design center in there, too, you know, to help you coordinate it in colors and style. Check with their design center. They'll put something together for you. And it's not too late to get the roof done. As long as we have some good days, it may be a little chilly, but they can tear off the roof and put a new one on. They can do it right now. American Standard Roofing. The number is 248-350-2323. Again, 248-350-2323. American Standard Roofing. I want to thank African Fashions and More for jumping on board with National Detroit Weekly. I went over. They're located at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. I went over there the other day and met with the owners. And let me tell you, you're talking about authentic African clothing. The colors are vivid. And, you know, they make it real easy. They've got a designer, fashion designer, right on site there in Oak Park. It's the real deal. And I felt some of the authentic materials. You know, I'm telling you, you have to go just to see the colors over there at African Fashions and More at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. And, you know, a lot of stuff's done online right now, but if we've got an African fashion center right here in Metro Detroit, why not just go there, talk to the designer, look at the colors yourself, try on the outfit, get something that fits you. You know it fits you. You tried it on. They can customize everything for you. They have low and reasonable prices, and they cut out the middleman. It's direct to you. The merchandise goes directly to you. They order it, and it comes direct to you. Connect with who you are, your style, be you. If you're looking for dresses, matching head wraps, long skirt, short, Kofi hats, bow ties, regular ties, shirts, long sleeve and short sleeve. They've got men's stuff, blazers, long and short jackets, maxi skirts, short skirts, pant sets, separates, coats for year-round. I mean, you've got to cover up in Michigan, so they've got winter coats available. And look, and children's fashions. I mean, what more can you ask at African Fashions and More, 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park? Here's the number to call them. If you want to call them first, 248-951-2323. Again, that is 248-951-2363. Okay, got it? I want to thank Hot Sam's for being my fashion consultant and help me put it all together. You know, I go out to a lot of major events. I just went out to the James Tatum Foundation for the Arts Volunteer Recognition Award Ceremony last Thursday, the 17th. We had a great time. But you know who backed me up? Hot Sam's. Their full inventory has arrived, and Hot Sam's is on Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. They've got cashmere coats, sweaters, jackets, suits. They're all in. They helped put something together for me for my event. I've got a couple more major events coming up this month. in December. I've got some major events coming up in the spring, and I'm going to make sure that I get down to Hot Sam's on Monroe. They've been in Detroit since 1921, and help them to take you to the next level, because that's what they're doing with me. You know, those of you who know me, I've been doing this boring banker stuff for a few decades now, and I'm done with that. I'm ready for some style, some color, and I'm getting that from Hot Sam's. They've got colorful socks, colorful shirts, colorful ties. They're open Monday through Saturday, 127 Monroe Street, right downtown. Tell them you heard it right here on National Detroit Weekly. Pastor Taylor is not feeling well tonight. Harold Sullivan, now I'm just letting you know what they told me. I know that Pastor Taylor was not feeling well, but Harold Sullivan, he said that he's home cooking and fixing the turkey as though there is some sort of a Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow. That's what he's doing. So, you know what? All I can say is that's great. And I wish I was too. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. I wish I was too. Let's get to something. Let's talk about this new administration. I do believe now that Donald Trump is in. Let him put together his cabinet. Let him go and do what he's supposed to do. He won. He won the election. He won it fair and square. I don't know if it's fair and square, but he won it. I didn't like some of the tactics and stuff, and I still don't think that he is completely qualified. He's going to need a lot of help. I'm not impressed by this his initial appointments, not at all. Although I do like the Mitt Romney for Secretary of State, because I think that now that makes one level-headed person. Nikki Haley for United Nations ambassador, maybe. But out of everybody that's been appointed so far, those two have been the best. But all I'm saying is I'm standing down, backing away. Let him put his cabinet together. Let him choose his people, and then let him, you know, take office at the inauguration, and let him operate, and let's see what happens on day one. I think as he is finding out, and that's why his 15-minute meeting with the president, Barack Obama, ended up being an hour and a half. I think Donald Trump is realizing that this is not a game, that it's not another company he just took over, that it's not The Apprentice, that what he just won was more than just beating Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. I think it's going to sink in over, I don't know how long it's going to take. And as I told you before, his 70 years are really going to catch up once he gets his briefings from all the intelligence agencies. It has a way of sobering you up. So I do believe that he's beginning to go through that sobering process. And then the day you take office, more weight is put on your shoulders, and you have so many things to think about. So I do believe that Donald Trump's going to settle down. There's a lot of things he's going to see that he can and cannot do. I don't think that lock her up prosecuting Hillary Clinton was really going to get anywhere. Remember, she's been through how many investigations in her life? How many investigations in the past 2 years? She's been through this, and if they haven't found anything yet how much money and time are you going to waste on another investigation? And then how much more divisive do you want this country to be? How much more divided do you want this country to be by going through yet another let's get Clinton investigation? So I'm glad that's not happening. I noticed there has not been much talk of the wall, and that's good, because, and it might, I'm sure it's going to come back up, but do you know how costly the wall is going to be? Do you know how costly it is to have a deportation force? It's going to be outrageously, obscenely expensive to do something like that, to build that wall. So that's one of the things that's going to happen. But as you can tell, and I'm not surprised, Donald Trump is changing already. A lot of those promises he made, I'm just wondering, is his base going to be upset? I don't know. I don't know honestly, I don't understand why the base has not responded already. I noticed Breitbart did make a comment already about Hillary Clinton not being prosecuted. But it's amazing that there hasn't been much backlash, and maybe he was able to read the electorate more than anybody else. And I got to give Donald Trump and his team recognition for connecting and knowing the electorate and who they were and what they wanted. But as the days go on, it just seems like basically they just wanted him no matter what. But you know, there is going to be a price to pay just for him. Obviously, no one has a clue as to what he stands for, and already started dialing back a lot of the things that he said he would do. But Obamacare, some of the major parts of Obamacare, he said, "Let you know, keep it the same." Not prosecuting Hillary, not enforcing to the fullest his idea about building a wall. There are so many things that he's backtracking on now. So I think even Republicans are going to be very wary of him on day one, on January 1st. I think they're going to be wary because they're going to see this guy is not doing what he said he would do. So it's very interesting. He's changing constantly changing. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Tool. My co-hosts are not here. They're kind of, I think, getting a head start on Thanksgiving. I mean, I can't blame them, you know. I guess they said, Mike, that's your show. Good luck. We're going to celebrate Thanksgiving. But it just seems like that's what happened. But I enjoy being here. You know, let me give out the numbers. So if you didn't catch it this time, at least next time you'll know to call in. You can listen in and join in the show. The number for the guest call in is 657-383-0565. Again, 657-383-0565. So Trump is continuing to load up his cabinet, and some of the picks are, most of them, once again, they're mostly white men. And the only one that I see so far that is kind of level-headed is Mitt Romney. But, you know, it's early, and there's going to be a process, a shaking out process. I hope you're ready. There's going to be some mistakes made, some bad decisions. Unfortunately, it's America and Americans that will pay the price for the mistakes of who he puts in, what decisions they make, and the cleaning out process. You can't just put in people that you like, people that were loyal. But because what if they make bad decisions? And what about the things that they believe in? They may be loyal, but they may be detrimental to your administration and the country. The tone of this right-wing presidency, this alt-right presidency, that is going to have to be addressed very soon. This country is full of people of color, and the American president has to represent everybody unless you want a civil war. I mean, what do you expect? You make one group, fringe group, happy at the expense of most of the country. You'll find out that country is made up of many people, of many faiths, of many colors, and made up of immigrants. This country is made up of immigrants. So, you know, I immigrated here. You know, let me say that. I wasn't born here. I was born in Panama. And I moved to Bermuda to live and then came here and was naturalized as a U.S. citizen in 1988. So I want to speak up. I want things to be fair, and I want immigrants help build this country. You know, it goes way back, way back. So let's be fair and recognize the contributions of immigrants and of people of color to this country. Once again, this is National Detroit Weekly. My name is Michael Van Sewell. I want to thank a few people for supporting National Detroit Weekly. You know, Ocean Financial Services can process your commercial loan application. Did you know that? That's one of the only things they do at Ocean Financial Services is commercial loans. So if you're looking for financing, cash, you've got collateral, you need money to run your business, payroll, all that, call Ocean Financial Services, 248-516-8300. Ocean Financial Services can also put you in touch with insurance agencies, investment companies, residential lenders, retirement specialists, and more. Ocean Financial Services, 248-516-8300. If you're looking for office space, they can help you too. Ocean Financial Services, 248-516-8300. Pasco, Tashman & Walker is our law firm here at National Detroit Weekly. The number for Attorney Cliff Pasco at Pasco, Tashman & Walker is 248-353-7750. 248-353-7750. Look, Columbus Construction can handle all your interior and exterior repairs on your house, like flooring and tiles and security doors and painting and plumbing and kitchen cabinets. The number for Columbus Construction and Colony Realty, it's one number for both. You're doing anything with your house, call Columbus Construction and Colony Realty. The number is 313-47-7231, and they can help you. I really appreciate you listening this evening and being a part of National Detroit Weekly. We're here every Wednesday. A new program is issued on the every Wednesday at 6:30, and the programs are available for you to listen to anytime. Once you get logged into Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, ND Weekly, National Detroit Weekly, you can listen to all of them. And we've got programs going back really all year. Even under Speak On It, we operated as Speak On It earlier, part of the Speak On It radio network. Speak On It and National Detroit Weekly, you can go back and listen to them all the way through. You know, you can listen to them at night while you're driving in the car, while you're at home, while you're in the office. Put your earphones on, earpiece on, and just listen. And listen to the commentary. Listen to some of the things that we said during the campaign. And, you know, I have some predictions for next year. Honestly, all I'm saying, you know, in regards to the U.S. presidency, I'm just saying that it's going to be a wild ride. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. Remember when we used to watch at my house when Kwame Kilpatrick was dragging us through all that mess here in Detroit, the 11 o'clock news in my house, we called it the Kwame Kilpatrick Show. Detroit stations, the major Detroit news stations, 2, 4, and 7, they usually spent five to 9 minutes on the 11 o'clock news from 11 o'clock to 11:09 most nights during the Kwame Kilpatrick, the last couple of years, last two or three years of Kwame Kilpatrick. It was the Kwame Kilpatrick Show. That's what we called it because it was so much stuff being covered on the 11 o'clock news. That's what we called it, the Kwame Kilpatrick Show. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen, you know, next year under the Trump presidency. It's going to be the Donald Trump Show, formerly known as The Apprentice. It's going to be back. And it's going to be a roller coaster ride because they're going to, like I said, there's going to be a lot of mistakes made, a lot of strange situations that occur. I mean, he's got his businesses that he needs to put in a blind trust or let somebody else or liquidate and sell. We've got some foreign affairs issues that need to be addressed. We need somebody sane that's running our foreign affairs, Secretary of State. At least that seems to be in a better position than before with Mitt Romney. But we need a coherent, sane foreign policy. I don't think we know what our foreign policy is right now. So it's things like that we're going to end up facing. And I do believe that we're going to have some issues when it comes to power struggles in Washington from the executive level. I believe that Donald Trump's going to have to be reminded or explained the limitations of his powers. And because, you know, if you continue to challenge or give out orders without, you know, if it's not proper, you can be impeached for something like that. So it's gotta be a very intelligent, sane foreign policy, and we have to be very careful how our foreign policy is directed, you know, especially during this first year. But I encourage you, if you are listening now, listen to this show 8 to 12 months from now, and you're going to see that, gee, wow, Michael Van Tool kind of had something right. Because I really think that there's going to be some issues when it comes to power struggles, and we're talking about maybe impeachment or resignation after a while when he finds out that he doesn't have that much power. Pastor Taylor, are you on the line there?
Yes.
Great. I'm so glad that you chimed in, because I don't know if you heard me talking about Harold Sullivan.
No.
I talked about Harold thinking that, you know, it must be a holiday tomorrow, and he's supposedly home cooking a turkey rather than be here.
How are you feeling?
How are you feeling?
You know what, I think this, what they call that, clarity, I think it's doing the job for me. And with Jesus being my help, it's really going to help me be healed in Jesus' name.
Well, great. I'm glad that you got a chance to chime in this evening. Now, while you're here, I do want to talk about Beacon Outreach Mission for a minute, because you are the founder and president of Beacon Outreach Mission and the ministry. And of course, I am a part of Beacon Outreach Mission and ministry. But I wanted to talk about some of the things that Beacon Outreach does. I know that you take calls all day long from people who are seeking help, whether it's through counseling, guidance, or whether they're looking for a job. I want to know from you, Pastor Taylor, how did you get to decide, you know what, I want to have a mission. I have a mission to help people. How did that come about?
Well, like I tell people, Mr. Mantor, my brothers, my friends, and the Lord, amen, I tell people, you know, I live, I eat, I breathe, and I sleep Beacon Outreach Mission and Ministry. I've been homeless. I've been jobless. I've been clothes. I've hit rock bottom. So I am the ministry. I am not separated from it. Amen. So when you are led to lead such a people that are lost and frustrated and don't feel worthy and don't feel any hope, and feel like there's nobody out there that can love on them unconditionally the way that Christ talks about the church, how we're supposed to love each other, how we're supposed to help each other, how we're supposed to help the poor. We're supposed to help the lame. We're supposed to be at the hospitals. We're supposed to be hitting the street, doing street ministry. Amen, somebody. So if
right.
you're not out there doing that, think about Beacon, because we are. We are the light in darkness.
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, in order to help somebody spiritually, if
yes.
they need help with food and shelter,
uh-huh.
it does make sense to help them out, because then they'll be able to listen and accept the word of God. Isn't that true?
Yes.
It comes to hand, doesn't it?
Yes. It makes it easier. It makes
yeah.
it easier. It gives them hope. You know, we're not helpers one to another. Then what are we? Why should we
right.
be here? If we can't be a blessing to someone, if we can't pray for someone, and we can't counsel one another, uplift one another, encourage one another, then what do we have? We have nothing. We just have a bunch of words, and a bunch of not being a doer and being a hearer
yeah.
only.
And, you know, just the same way we can have sponsors to cover the program, it's good to have partner like Beacon Outreach Mission to be a partner with National Detroit Weekly, because, you know, I grew up in a family in a background of helping others, and I don't think it would be proper for me to have a radio program without some sort of component or outreach to help other people. I mean, what does that say about me if I spent my whole life in organizations that help people like Franklin Wright Settlement and the Salvation Army, and then when I have the opportunity to be on the radio, I don't even reach out to people in need, whether it's spiritually or they need financial help or shelter and clothing or counseling. I mean, there's so many things that people need right now. There's so many people hurting. There's so many people that are going through things. And if you think that, oh, I'm not going to be bothered, don't bother me, well, you know what? I just saw tonight that a guy that rides a bike up and down the Cass Corridor shot a Wayne State University police officer last night, and the police officer died today. What I'm saying is that you think that the way people live doesn't affect you. It could come and knock you in the head tomorrow, and reality will be right there. We better take notice of people who are in need, who are suffering, who are mentally ill, who don't have jobs. We have to pay attention to those people and help them out. We can turn our backs, but don't you think we will pay a price if we continue to do that?
We are working on something, me and the other young lady was talking about this today, working on care packages for the homeless. Amen.
Uh-huh.
I remember being homeless, and I remember being out there. And I just thank God that I really had Jesus that never left me, never forsake me, and he always made a way out of no way for me. But I was living upright, and I was doing upright, and I still remain faithful. Amen. So for somebody out there that's struggling and don't know where their help come from, your help coming from the Lord. God wants you to be encouraged. He wants you to be a good cheer. We want to bless somebody with a turkey. If there's anyone out here that has a big family, but you don't have no part of a turkey, and we can help you, we will. If you need prayer, if you need encouragement, if you need somebody to listen to you, we're there. We are there, not just on Sundays, not just on the first and the third of every Sunday of the month, but we are here for you Monday through Sunday, throughout the day. The outreach number to reach.
Taylor, how can people reach you?
586-329-0199. And if you ever want to leave us a love offering or you want to leave us a donation, we are a charitable organization. We are looking to one day have a building, a resource building, a building that will help people not with only housing, not with only food, but shelter. A place where you could come in and stay until a door opens up for you to have somewhere to live and to stay. We're here for you. Call us, 586-329-0199, and you can leave an email. That's shayyols29@yahoo.com.
And I can leave the address also for services on the first and third Sundays at 24681 Sin Highway, the fourth floor Christian Center, and it's at 2 p.m. So now you've got it. You don't have any excuse not to be there. It's the first and third Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the address is easy to remember, 24681 Northwestern Highway, the fourth floor Christian Center. Pastor Taylor, I know you're not feeling 100% tonight, but thank you so much for calling in. And one of the things I'm glad about Blog Talk Radio is that You can listen to the program over and over. You can listen to it 24/7 any time of the day or night. You can just click on to Blog Talk Radio. They can go to my Facebook page, and they can click on to Blog Talk Radio, my picture on there, and you can listen to any program going back. So hopefully we can, Pastor Taylor, have people that can go back and listen to past programs, and they can catch up. But what they'll see is that we are consistent, that National Detroit is here, and that Beacon Outreach Mission is a partner with National Detroit Weekly. Thank you so much, Pastor Shauna Taylor.
And we have Mary on the line. She has something that she could say. Mary, is there anything that you want to say to encourage the people?
Well, all I can say is just to keep faith in the Lord, because he's the one who's going to work everything out to us for our better.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. And Pastor Taylor, like you were saying before, people are so worried about the incoming administration, and it's really not necessary. It's really not. God is in control of this world, of this country, of our leadership. And we just have to pray and ask God to lead our leaders and direct them and help them to make the right decisions. That's what we got to do. We don't have to go out here and riot. We don't have to go out here and protest about the president. He's going to be sworn in January on the 1st, and he's going to be president. And, you know, but God is still God.
Yes. Yes.
Mary, thank you so much, Mary. Thank you for listening. Yes, Pastor Taylor, thank you for being in. I know, like I said, I know you're not feeling 100%, but thank you for taking the time to call in.
Thank you so much for having me and for having others.
You're listening to NASA. I'm sorry.
And may God bless you and keep you.
Thank you. God bless you too, Pastor. You're listening to National Detroit Weekly with Harold Sullivan and Michael Van Tool, Pastor Taylor, and Beacon Outreach Mission is a feature of the program, and we appreciate the partnership with Beacon Outreach Mission. I want to thank the law offices of Pasco, Tashman, and Walker for their support of the program. Lead attorney Kip Pasco has been supporting National Detroit since our beginning, and they have a full-service law firm that is able to help you in a number of issues like real estate transactions, estate planning, family and domestic law, felony defenses, traffic citations, drunk driving offenses, bankruptcy, and consumer rights and landlord-tenant. I'm telling you,
don't listen to your friends, and don't take legal advice from your buddies and friends and relatives. That's not how it works. There's some attorneys that are right here in the office building that I'm in, and I have conversations with them all the time, and they tell me that they have a number of clients who come to them after they have been given advice from friends and relatives, and they're not even informed. They don't know anything. They're not an attorney. They don't know the law. And guess what? They come to an attorney after they take the bad advice from a friend or relative. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna get in front of a judge in a courtroom with a jury based on what a friend of mine told me. Now, I do have some good friends, not all of them, but I don't think I would take advice from any of them. I want advice from a lawyer. And my lawyer is Attorney Cliff Pasco at Pasco, Tashman & Walker. That's my lawyer. So if anybody wants to talk to my lawyer, you can go call him right now. You know, I'm on the up and up. I'm going to tell you, call my lawyer. If you got anything to say to me, call my lawyer, Attorney Cliff Pasco. His number is 248-353-7000. 248-353-7750. I think Pastor Taylor's still on the line. Pastor Taylor, I was talking about African fashions and more earlier.
All right.
And all I can tell you is that when, you know, they have some of the best prints and colors that you can find. We had the pleasure of meeting the owner of African Fashion and More on 9 Mile and Oak Park. And, you know, I just want you to just give our listeners a little bit about what we saw when we walked in there.
The prints.
Yes, the prints
for everybody.
Yes, the colors. We just saw a splash of colors everywhere.
Yes, and they buy wedding dresses for you that's getting married.
Yes, authentic, colorful African fabrics. Prices aren't bad at all. And it's better than, and I was saying earlier that it's better than, if we've got a designer on site right here, and you've got all the merchandise right here, why not go in? You don't have to do it on the internet. Sometimes you might have to, but if you've got a local distributor right there, right here in Metro Detroit, and then you don't need to go on the internet. You've got a designer in-house. You've got all the fabrics right there. You can try them on. They can customize something for you. Why not walk right in there at 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park?
Yes.
And they've got long and short dresses, matching head wraps, Kofi hats, bow ties, shirts, long sleeve and short sleeve, blazers, jackets, maxi shirts, short skirts, pants sets, separates, even winter coats.
And children's wear.
Yes. I really did not know that all that was there. I passed by it a few times. I didn't realize that they had shelves stacked with prints from all over Africa. So it's African Fashions and More, 8126 West 9 Mile Road in Oak Park. The number is 248-951-2363. Again, that's 248-951-2363. Deacon Moe is our car dealer.
Yeah.
And if you want a brand new Ford vehicle, we've got the person for you to call right now. Deacon Moe, I talked to him last Sunday. He said that basically they just need their driver's license and proof of income.
Wow.
That's it. And whether you want to lease or buy, once you just come in and give him those two pieces of information, you just need to start picking out your car. It's simple as that. Call Deacon Moe. Yep, he's at Avis Ford in Southfield, Telegraph and 12 Mile. And then the number for Deacon Moe at Avis Ford is 248-226-2566. Again, 248-226-2566. And it's really easy. One last thing, I want to thank Hot Sam's for putting my outfits together. The most recent event was the James Tatum Volunteer Awards dinner last Thursday evening. Had a great time. Pastor Taylor, you gave the invocation at the banquet that evening, and it was a wonderful affair. The food was great, and we heard from some at least one of the talented students from the James Tatum Foundation, which
yes.
has contributed $350,000 in scholarships since 1987. And we heard Joshua McClendon's
yes.
a cellist. We heard him last Thursday. But it was a great affair, good
yeah.
time, and we're grateful to participate in it. But Hot Sam provided my outfit for me. They put the colors together for me. And, you know, they're right downtown Detroit. They've been in Detroit since 1921. They're open Monday through Saturday. Hot Sam's can take your outfits to the next level, which is what I'm trying to do. You know, Pastor Taylor, I had this boring banker's blue and dark all these years. You know, I had to do the banker thing, you know. And I had to
liven it up.
Bank card, play, you know, wear the colors, wear the suit, boring, dark, blue, gray, black suit.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's a new time.
Uh-huh.
They're taking Hot Sam's is taking me to another level, and we're going to add a splash of color.
Yeah.
Going to take your outfits to a next level. Call Hot Sam's to write down on Monroe Street, 127 Monroe Street, downtown Detroit. You know, they'll put it together for you. So my thanks
all
to
right.
Hot Sam for helping me to, you know, take it to another level.
Yeah.
So I'm really appreciate all the listeners, and I, as I said, you can listen to the shows all throughout the year. There are back shows that we have that you can listen to. One of the things, Pastor Taylor, that we to let our listeners know is that if you own a business, you can call. Ferdinand Strategy Group, Pastor Taylor, I will answer the phone, and we can get you some advertising, not just here on Blog Talk Radio on National Detroit
yeah.
Weekly. We've got other ways that we can promote you on the radio. So we've got economical packages, and you know, Pastor Taylor, that's one thing I've got to, I don't do that enough, and that is
uh-huh.
talk about ways that companies, because there are business owners that listen to National Detroit Weekly.
That's right.
And we know that some of the sponsors that we listen to check out the show also when they can.
Yeah.
I know they're trying to run business, but they check us out. But this is for those who business owners who are listening for the first time tonight, or you're picking up the show a week or two from tonight. You know, because you can listen to it, you can listen to this program right now. You can listen to it in March or April of next year. It'll still be here and
yeah.
available to listen to. So if you're listening,
yeah.
I'm telling you, you can get your show, you can get your business represented right here on National Detroit Weekly. And it's not that expensive. It's not really that expensive. So give us a call. The number is 248-516-8300. If you want your business on the radio. And like I said, it's not just Blog Talk Radio. We can get you on standard radio. We can get you on broadcast radio. We can get you on
yes.
the radio station. So call us and we can get you, we can discuss some plans. We'll let, you know, let you go over some of the packages that we have and we can customize it to fit your business. And,
yes.
and one thing, Pastor Taylor, we got to let people know, don't always go for the cheapest package because you pay for what you get, right?
Yep, you invest into you and your business.
Right, just right. It's your business and as you say all the time, Pastor Taylor, isn't there value? Don't you believe there's value in your business? So why are you gonna get a cheap package when you know more people need to hear about your business? So you pay for what you get. So if you want to
That's
pay
right.
a small amount, you know what? You're going to get a small amount in return.
Yep.
But if you want to invest in your business,
you
need to let people know. You need to let people know. I know for a fact. I know. And I don't want to put them out on blast, but I know of two restaurants that opened up on my part of town within the last year or two. They moved in all the chairs and tables, the ovens, the menus, silverware, pots and pans, you know, everything that you need, sinks and everything, dishwashing machines, everything you need for a restaurant. And guess what they forgot? They got set up. One of them forgot they needed a sign out front. So they didn't even have a sign out front. Obviously, one of them's out of business already. The other one, the ownership has changed, and they're trying to salvage or save the business. But the second one forgot that they needed to let people know about it. They forgot to include advertising budget. So that is really important. You can't invest all that time, effort, and money into a business and then not let anybody know you're open.
Right. That's true.
It's a no-brainer. So call me or Pastor Taylor, and we can get you into a package that will make a difference and get you some customers and get you some activity. And it's not just about being on the radio. You've got to be on social media.
Amen.
Got to be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and you got to have it coordinated. You've got to connect with audience, and it's so important. And, you know, I think, Pastor Taylor, I'm going to probably do this more often, and sometimes I'm just going to get on the radio and just talk about advertising.
Amen. Good.
Like an infomercial, because people's attention spans are short, and I don't want to talk about it for 60 seconds and then you miss it.
They forget.
I want to let people know. Right. I want to let people know that advertising is one of the most important things you need to do once your business is up and running. You've got to let people know you're there, and you've got to let people know you need people to survive. You need customers. You need customers.
Yeah.
You're going to go out of business. It's simple.
Yeah.
And you got to invest in your business. And really, advertising is an investment. It's the advertising investment. And so, Pastor Taylor, I noticed I just got the warning signal from the production team here at Blog Talk Radio that I've got about a minute left.
Okay.
But, our listeners,
those
who are listening now and those who are going to be listening in the future, once we replay it many times over, I want to thank all of our sponsors. I want to thank you, Pastor Taylor, and Deacon Outreach and the ministry. And I'm glad to be a part of it. And I appreciate you and all that you're doing to be a part of National Detroit Weekly and Ferdinand Strategy to help our sponsors and advertisers.
Thank you very much.
Again,
all right. Well,
you.
May the Lord keep everybody and bless everybody, and happy Thanksgiving Day, because this is the day to be thankful, because the Lord is blessing you.
Pastor Taylor, I'm so glad you mentioned that at the end here. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, and for many people like Harold Sullivan, his Thanksgiving already started. So God bless you. And we'll see you next time right here on
All right, bye-bye.